Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Arla. Mishnah Gimel deals with a tree and its root ball. A root ball is its ball, basically, that's formed by the roots of a tree and the dirt that is in and around it. Very often, even nowadays, if you buy a tree from a nursery, it comes with its root ball. It comes wrapped up in a burlap sack with the roots in the dirt that it grew in. That dirt is in, and the roots that are in that dirt are kind of essential to the growth of the tree. You can't really just have the tree without the dirt ball. And so this root ball, which the Mishnah calls a sella is normally the word we think of as a stone, but it's a, you know, in this case, a large round object. So ilan shen ekar behasela imo. We have the case of a tree that was uprooted, perhaps by the wind. Perhaps you uprooted it on purpose in order to move it to another location, and the root ball is with it. So it is uprooted, but it has still all of its roots and the dirt around and between the roots, kind of all still there. Or shtafo nahar be'asel imo, or if it was washed away by a river or by a flood, and again it ended up somewhere else, and it still has that root ball with it. So now it is in a new place. Right, and you're basically going to replant it. So, is it a new tree or is it an old tree? So the Mishnah says, "Im yachol lichios potur." If the tree has the ability to live based on the root ball that is with it, and it would not die if you just left it kind of with the root ball. I mean, obviously not forever, certainly couldn't live forever like that, but if basically it can continue to survive on its root ball, because there's enough dirt there and the root system and the dirt is enough for it to continue to live, and then it is considered a previously planted tree. It's not considered a new planting, since it is still living from the original planting. And the fact that you've now planted in a new location and there is now more dirt and more nutrients that it will certainly grow from is not relevant, because its original planting is still there and it doesn't reset. However, the imlav, if it could not survive with the amount of dirt and or roots that came along with it, and if you did not replant it now, it would die. Chayav, then you are obligated in Arla all over again, because this is a brand new planting. It could not survive on its own, and therefore putting it into new dirt is basically starting again from scratch. And therefore, the mitzvah of Arla again starts again from scratch. And now we're at year zero, and we start the count all over again. And the next 3 years of fruit will be Asur Ba'achila and Asur Ba'hanaah Midin Arla. Similar case, Ne'ekar Asela Mitzido. If the tree was not moved, it's in the same location, but the roots were disturbed to the degree that the root ball is dislodged or loosened, right, from the side, or the plow kind of banged into it and knocked out all the dirt between the roots and loosened the tree. Or you moved it yourself, or it got moved on its own by wind or something like that, so it got dislodged, and Ke'afar turned it into dirt, basically loosened the dirt around the roots so that it's no longer a dirt ball, a root ball. Many of the Rishonim have an alternative reading here. Aso be'afar, and you replanted it in the new dirt. So either way, it's really the same idea. It's that it is no longer an existing root ball. The root ball was significantly dislodged. And even if it's in the same location, it's really a new planting with new dirt, because the root ball was dislodged and or ruined. So the halacha, though, is the same. Im yochol lichyos pater. If it could live from what it still has, what the remnants of the root ball, then it is not a new planting. The fact that you're adding new dirt and reseeding it doesn't really change the fact that it is an existing tree that is still surviving on its original planting. The imlav, but if it would not survive without this new dirt that you're giving it as you replant it, and that new dirt, by the way, could be the same dirt as the old dirt, but it was not attached to the tree. It was detached. The tree was detached from it. So then, chayav, then it is considered a brand new planting, even if it's in the exact same location as it was before, and even if it's using the same dirt. But it was uprooted, and it was in a position where it was no longer able to live as is. So essentially, the old tree is now dead. And when you're planting it, you're now planting a new tree. And therefore, the Orla clock starts all over again.